Colts Hall of Famer Raymond Barry dropping off the hardware. Here to present the Vince Lombardi Trophy to the world champion, New York Giants, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell.
It's been an extraordinary NFL season for our fans. You deserve it, and we thank you very much for your support. Tonight's game was a fitting end to that season. An extraordinary game tonight, and a great ending. To the Giants, to the mayor and the Tisch family, you're now world champions once again. Congratulations.
Well, John, are you getting used to this?
No, you never get used to this, but I want to tell you one thing. A lot of teams around the country brag about what great fan support they have, but we know who the most loyal fans in the league are, Giant fans, and this is for you.
The confidence that you talked about with your relationship with Tom Coughlin during the year, it had to be pressure-filled to a certain degree. You said you got letters, you got phone calls, you got emails saying, are you going to make a coaching change?
Well, that's just part of this business. But listen, there's not one coach in the league that I would trade Tom Coughlin for. I'll tell you, we're blessed to have him. We're blessed to have him. And he's a two-time world champion now.
John, congratulations. Let me bring in Steve Tisch, the other owner of the Giants. I know you got your hardware on. You got the ring from 4 years ago.
Hey, guys. I've never been involved with a group of guys who have played with more heart, more passion, and more love for each other and for the game of football. We got the greatest fans in the world, the greatest players in the world, an unbelievable coach in Tom Coughlin, and I want everybody in New York, New Jersey, around the world, this is for you guys. This team played their hearts out for you.
I know when you and John both came up to the podium, I could see you guys finally exhale.
Oh, man, what a game. I mean, I thought 4 years ago was exciting. That was a dress rehearsal. This was one of the greatest football games I've ever seen. And to share it with the city of Indianapolis, they did an amazing job. And I just want to thank everybody. I'm looking out at my players right now, and I've never seen smiles that big.
Steve, congratulations. Let me get over here to Coach Coughlin, holding the hardware. Come on over here, Coach.
How about it, Dan?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? You share this with all the players, all the coaches, all the people that really did a tremendous job to get us here, to play against a great team like the Patriots and have a finish like that that goes down in history. That's a marvelous feeling.
You seem to dominate the first half until Brady goes 10 for 10. They score. Right. They're up one going into halftime. What did you tell your guys?
Well, we had a couple of penalties that I thought took points off the board for us there in the first half. But when we got into halftime, I said, we can play better than this, guys. We're better than this. Everybody agreed. We kind of got energized again. We came out with conviction, and the rest is history.
Two Super Bowls for you. That matches your mentor, Bill Parcells. How's that feel?
Well, I'm not about comparisons or anything of that nature. I'm very thankful, very grateful for the opportunity that I've had as the head coach of the New York Giants, the wonderful players I've had to work with, the coaches that have surrounded us, and the support from ownership. That's what this is all about.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Dan.
That's bring up Eli Manning. Oh, there you go. You snuck in behind me there, buddy. You're the MVP. Congratulations. You able to exhale here?
It's been a wild game. It's been a wild season. But we got a great, tough bunch of guys. The guys who never quit, have great faith in each other. And I'm just proud of our team, the way we dealt with everything all season and came out strong.
Any point in the game where you thought we could be in trouble?
No, you know, just stay positive. And I knew offensively we were moving the ball. We just weren't getting touchdowns. You know, we kept getting close, but our defense was playing tough. I knew eventually they'd get a turnover. They'd get us a break. Sure enough, they did. And they played great there at the end, getting us the win.
You have that final drive, And I know that Mario Manningham played an unbelievable role. Akeem Nix had a great game. The play calling, how much was that you with maybe changing plays?
No, that's Coach Gilbride. He called a great game plan. There at the end, they had a couple blitz zeros that we checked through a couple plays. Receivers were on the same page. Guys made some big-time plays. Mario Manningham on the go route. Akeem on some great throws. Victor Cruz, all those guys are tight ends. You know, a couple of them getting hurt, bringing in some new guys and different guys playing different spots. So a great effort by the whole team.
How's it feel to win this Super Bowl in the building that your brother built?
You know, it just feels good to win a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter where you are or what stadium. Indianapolis has been a great host for the Super Bowl. But, you know, I feel it's great for my teammates, my coaches, the Giants organization, for all the dedication they put in this year to make this happen.
I know you flew here. I don't know if you want to drive home, but you'll notice the wheels over there. That's yours. Congratulations, Eli, on behalf of Chevrolet Motor Division. Proudly present you the 2012 Chevrolet Corvette Grand Sport Convertible Centennial Edition, which commemorates Chevrolet's 100-year anniversary. Chevy congratulates you on winning the MVP award. Hope you drive it proudly. Hey, Eli, I got to give you the keys first here. Eli, you might need the keys to drive your Corvette.
Thank you.
All right. Drive home safely. Hakeem Nix, Mario Manningham. Tony Dungy said in the pregame he thought you were going to play a big role, thought they'd take away what Hakeem Nix could do and Victor Cruz. At what point did you feel like you were the man that they had to stop?
Oh, man, we just trying to be patient, man. You just got to be patient with this game, man. We knew big plays was going to come. We had to take advantage of them.
Hakeem, you're holding the ball like you did most of the game. You had 10 catches. How do you feel?
Hey, man, I feel good, man. Blessed to be a part of this team. You know, blessed to be in this situation, man. I'm just very happy right now.
Well, congratulations to the New York Giants. Once again, the world champion New York Giants. Let's go back to Bob Costas. Bob.
All right, Dan, Eli Manning, the MVP, 30 of 40 for 296 and a touchdown, no picks. More to come from Super Bowl 46 in Indy, including, we hope, more interviews. That's when we come back on postgame coverage of Super Bowl 46.